弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
感谢神，这是我们Shelter in Place 以来第一次的 combined meeting 中英文合并的聚会。
We want to thank the Lord that this is the very first time since the Shelter in Place that we have a combined service.
这也是我四个月来第一次重新站回到教会的讲台来讲道。
In the last four months, the first time that I am actually standing here on the pulpit speaking to you.
我希望录影机也可以照照这个。空的位置没有关系，这是历史性的event.
Maybe our video team can show that there are only a couple of people here. It's a historical event.
但是我们每一次不管用任何的方式聚会，我们心里面都充满了喜乐。
But our hearts rejoice, no matter what means by which we gather together.
因为我们是在神的面前，我们一起来相聚。
Because we are gathered together in the presence of the Lord.
我想过去这四个月里面，我们发生了太多的事情。
These last four months, there's so many things that's happened.
不光这个 pandemic, 这个疫情让大家生活各方面受了很大的影响。
Not only did the pandemic influence the way we live every single day.
在社会上，在国家与国家之间，整个世上天灾人祸各种的问题都在那里层出不穷。
Societal, government level, and even the world level, we're seeing things that are happening that is shaking this world.
我相信我们里面都会有一个问题，就是 why? 为什么这些事情要发生？
And I trust all of us, we have the same question. Why? Why are all these things happening?
甚至最近这个疫情有点东山再起，重新回来，而且来势汹汹。
And certainly, the understanding that the pandemic is coming back in full force.
我想在我们里面都会有一个问题，就是为什么，然后要和，到什么时候才会结束
？And I think it's natural for all of us to have this question: Why and how long? How long is this going to end?
尤其全世界已经有1250万个人感染，然后有56万个人已经因着这个病去世了啊。12.5 million.
There are 12.5 million that's infected, and over 2.5 million that's passed away already.
56,000 people. 56,000 mah. Yeah. Anyway, 没有关系，反正这么多的情形在这里发生。
And there are a lot of things that are happening in this world.
任何一个人都会问这样子的问题的，为什么？而且为什么又回头了
？And so a lot of people will ask the question, how come it seemingly we're revisiting these things again?
但是我也相信有一些在属灵上更往前一步。比较更成熟一点的弟兄姊妹就会问不一样的问题。
And I trust the brothers and sisters who are maybe more years in the Lord and more mature, they will be asking a different set of questions.
就是为什么神的手没有收回
？And why is it that seemingly the hand of the Lord He did not relent, He did not take back?
如果这个疫情跟这些天灾是神管教的手，那么为什么神的手没有收回来？
If these pandemic and these natural disasters are the doings of God, how come God did not relent?
是不是我们的悔改，我们的改变不够呢？
Is it because our repentance and our change is not sufficient?
为什么仇敌这么猖狂，而神要容许他，神不介入呢？
And why is it that the enemy is running rampant and the Lord seemingly is not intervening?
我想这样子的问题已经在很多的信息里面也有很多不同的传道人在回答了。
And I trust that there are many, many different speakers and many, many different messages that are responding to these questions.
但是我今天的负担是希望再往前一步来问一个问题。
But the burden on my heart is I want to take another step and ask another question.
不是 why, 而是 what.
And not necessarily why, but what?
不是问神为什么为什么，而是说如果疫情继续延长下去的话，我们该如何来面对它
？And so, in other words, not keep asking Lord why are these things happening, but to really ask Lord what is it that you desire us to do as these things continue?
什么是我们该有的态度
？What is the rightful attitude we ought to
have? 所以我今天出了一个题目，说主啊，这要到几时为止呢？
And so I gave the topic this morning, and I titled it, Are We There Yet?
那有另外一个翻译啊，我用的比较容易年轻人或是我们都会感同身受的问题，就是叫做 Are We There Yet?
And so the literal translation is, Lord, how long? But Pastor Yu's heart in terms of trying to convey the message with a younger audience is, Are We There Yet?
有人说几乎没有一个父母没有被孩子们问过这个问题，就是我们还要多久才到？
And all the parents are familiar with this particular question. We've all been asked this question. Are we there yet?
尤其我们带着孩子们出去度假，一开车美国七八个小时的时候，常常会问到孩子们会问说我们什么时候才会到？
Particularly when we're on a road trip and the trip takes 7-8 hours, and oftentimes the children would ask the question, "Are we there yet?"
我们大人不见得问这个问题，但是当你坐飞机回中国、回台湾到世界各地十几个小时，你常常会看表。也是一样的 Are we there yet?
And we as adults, maybe we ask these questions not as frequent, but when we take a very long trip, maybe a plane ride to Asia, we will look at our watches and we similar, in essence, we're asking the same question.
所以时间常常是在整个试炼的过程里面它扮演了很重要的角色。
So time, the component of time and duration plays a significant role in the things that we're enduring.
时间常常让我们 在信心的熬炼里面、哦、我们增加了它的强度。
And again, the prolongedness of time increases the intensity of the trial that we are facing.
不光孩子们是这样，你看他们年轻人喜欢练自己的肌肉，一天到晚就在看到底肌肉长起来没有。
Certainly we see that in times of travel, this is applicable. And even for young people who are bodybuilding and they look at themselves constantly and say, am I getting more muscular?
我有一次听Pastor Rick Warren 说，他早上才立志减肥，中午就站在磅秤上看看怎么搞的还没减。
Pastor Rick Warren has said that in the morning he has set his mind determination, I'm going to start losing some weight. And by noon he stands on the scale, he says nothing's happened yet.
那时间总是很难熬的。
And so again, we see the passing of time is difficult.
尤其现在我们今天高中大学有30多个人毕业了。
Particularly this year, we have more than 30 individuals that are graduating from either from high school or from college.
当我们在这里找工作或是在等待的时候，对我们来说都是一个熬炼。
And for these new graduates, as they're looking for a job and they're waiting, it is a time of trial for each of them.
我想我们都找过工作，有的人很快就找到了，我们都经过等候的时间。
And I think for many of us, we've experienced this notion of waiting as we're looking for a job.
每一天都很辛苦的。
Every single day, it is troublesome.
那对那些生病的人来说。
And particularly for those who are ill or sick.
不要说一年、两年、三年的问题，有时候连今天晚上张着眼睛到天亮都很难熬的。
Not to say 1, 2, 3 years of prolonged illness, but sometimes even just to be able to go through the night is difficult for us.
所以今天的这句话 ，Are we there yet? 他当然这个或者说 Lord, how long?这句话从以赛亚书出来的。
So the question, as we have been, that's been phrased, "Oh Lord, how long?" or the notion, "Are we there yet?" came out of the book of Isaiah.
圣经告诉我们，人非有信，不能得神的喜悦。
The scripture tells us that unless by faith we cannot please God.
我们能够讨神喜悦，很关键的一个问题在于信心。
The criticality in pleasing God is pinched upon faith.
而彼得又告诉我们，信心必须经过试验。
And then Peter tells us that our faith it must be tried.
他才会比那个被火试验过还会坏的金子更显得宝贵。
It must be tested in such a way that it will be revealed that is more precious than refined gold.
那么神怎么样子来试验这样子的信心呢？怎么样子让信心被熬炼呢
？So how would God test?Or try these type of faith, and it may be tested.
除了难处本身的性质跟强度以外
aside from the nature and the severity of the trials that we face,
时间也是其中最重要的一个因素
And I will say that the duration is also a component.
像有的人可以忍受生病，可以忍受贫穷，但是他不能忍受家庭破裂
So some people can endure the fact that they're sick or they're in a state of impoverished.Are being poor, but they can't endure the notion that our family's broken up.
所以不同的性质
So it speaks of the nature of the trial.
同样的不同的强度、你牙痛跟你长了癌症这两个是不一样的。
Again, the severity of the trial, for example, toothache versus I have cancer, it's very different.
第三个就是时间长短也是让试炼变得完全不一样。
The third component, again, is the duration of this trial. It changes the intensity of what we are going through.
所以就算是同样的难处，同样的性质，同样的强度，但是时间不同，试炼的程度也就不同了。
So, a trial of same characteristic, of the same intensity, but because its duration is different, then what we go through is much more different.
所以圣经上说试炼的火需要加七倍，换句话说，不光强度要增加，它的时间也要拉长。
So when the scripture tells us that these refining fire, the fire that puts us into trial, needs to be intensified by sevenfolds, it speaks of its intensity and the duration of the trial.
我记得我以前讲过哈，那个大概要五吨的金矿才能够火炼出一盎司的纯金啊。
And I think I've given an example before. It takes about 5 tons of raw material to purify into 1 ounce of pure gold.
所以你千万不要小看身上的金饰哈，一个盎司的纯金是要五吨的金砂金矿才能够熬炼出来的。
So on average, 1 ounce of pure gold is refined out of 5 tons of raw material.
没有人会把五吨的金矿放在自己身上的，他是化成纯金才带的。
Nobody would take five tons of raw material.And carry it about them. Only when it is refined to pure gold would they wear it.
那这句话从以赛亚书出来，那因为在他年轻的时候，乌西亚王死了。
These words came out of the book of Isaiah because when in his youth, King Uzziah died.
在他心里面充满了失望，甚至对未来害怕的时候，神的呼召临到他。
When he was a feeling of a sense of hopelessness, the Lord came and revealed himself to him.
我相信我们中间很多人现在都在各种不同的试炼里面。
And I trust for many of us, we are in different types of trials today.
我们有担心，我们有害怕，我们对未来的无知，都让我们心里面会有 anxiety.
We worry, we're fearful, the uncertainty of the future creates anxiety in all of us.
这时候神呼召了以赛亚。
In this very condition, the Lord calls out to Isaiah.
以赛亚说：“我在这里，请差遣我。”
And so the Lord Isaiah responded and said, "Lord, I am here. Send me."
神说：“好，我要打发你去的那般的百姓。”
And so the Lord said to Isaiah, "The people that with whom I am sending you to."
他们是心蒙脂油，耳朵发沉，眼睛昏迷的人。
And their ears are heavy, and they've shut their eyes, and that these people are dull.
换句话说，你跟他们讲道，他们不听。你用话来劝勉他们，他们里面蒙着脂油，麻木的，没有感觉。
In other words, what you will say to them, they will not hear you. Their hearts are dull of hearing, so they will not respond to the things that you're saying.
所以这时候以赛亚问了神一个问题，他说：“主啊，这要到什么时候为止？”
And so Isaiah asked the Lord the question. And he said, "Lord, how long would this condition be?"
没想到主说：“一直到城邑荒凉，无人居住，房屋空闲。”无人，土地极其荒凉，并且耶和华将人迁到远方。换句话说，在你有生之年，他们都不可能改。
So the Lord's response to Isaiah was, "Until the cities are laid waste and without inhabitant, the houses are without a man, the land is utterly destroyed." And in other words, what the Lord is saying is, in your lifetime, they will not change.
而且不仅仅不会改好，只会越来越坏。
Not only would they not change for the better, but it's going to get worse and worse.
不仅仅你有生之年他不改。一直要到神的百姓被掳，被迁到远方去。
Not only in the remaining of your days, this will not change, but all the way until they've been taken into captivity.
神对以赛亚讲这句话的时候，跟以色列人被掳中间隔了将近快200年。
And this is only still about 200 years from the time where the nation of Judah is being taken into exile.
换句话说，这是一个遥遥无期而且没有盼望的呼召。
And again.In another word, what the Lord has sent Isaiah to do is an outcry that will not yield any response.
但是以赛亚忠心至死，他成为五代君王里面最重要的属灵力量。
But Isaiah, he has been faithful unto death, and he's been the key source of strength in five generations, five kings.
我相信很多人都很喜欢以赛亚书。
And I think a lot of people love the book of Isaiah.
我听说同工最近在我们的 YouTube 上面要开始把以赛亚书放出来，从前讲的。
And our church ministry ministers are going to start.Publishing Isaiah, the book of Isaiah on YouTube.
怎么可能在一个这么艰难的环境，这样子刚硬不要神的百姓中间，他能够有这么好的服事，传出这么好的信息？
How is it possible that among a people who is dull of hearing, that he would declare such a powerful, mighty word?
他怎么样熬过这样子长时间的挑战？
How is he able to endure such a prolonged challenge?
我们不是只是在这里称赞他，我们希望从他身上看见一条路，帮助我们今天在疫情。 情延长的时候，在问题延长的时候，我们也一样可以站住。
We're not here just looking at the life of Isaiah and praising what he's done, but taking what he's done as an example so that we know how to stand fast in the current predicament we're in.
其实不光发生在以赛亚书，你去读旧约历史、读教会历史都是这样。
And not only the book of Isaiah, we look throughout the Old Testament.And even in church history, we see the same pattern.
约瑟被神摆在宰相位置之前，他经过了十几年被人误会，下在监里。
Before Joseph was placed in the position of authority, he was imprisoned and put low.
从撒母耳高了大卫，说神要叫你做王，到他真正做王，中间隔了十几年。
From the time of Samuel anointing David to be king until he actually became king, over a decade has passed.
保罗从他蒙召到他真正被神带到安提阿开始用，中间也经过了十年以上。
From the time when Paul was actually called by the Lord, to the time where he actually began to minister in Antioch, went over at least a decade.
几乎好像每一个人都这样。
It seems like everyone is going through the same thing.
你看加勒从摩西应许说将来希伯伦是你的。
And like Caleb, as the Lord has promised, Caleb, Hebron is going to be yours.
我们从约书亚记十四章知道中间经过了四十五年他才终于可以去打希伯伦。
And in scripture, we see very clearly that since that day of promise, 45 years has lasted until he was able to go to take Hebron.
弟兄姊妹，你们不要听我讲故事，一个就这样过去了哈。
Brothers, I ask that as you listen to me giving you these examples, do not just let these examples pass you by.
我把它拉近一点，拉到我们身上来。
I'm going to draw it closer and applicable to your life and my life.
我相信最近很多人在找工作。
And I trust a lot of people are looking for work.
如果神说我会给你找一个最好的工作，你喜欢的不得了的工作。
If the Lord promises you that you will have, I will grant you the job that you love, that you love the most.
但是四十五年以后再给你。
But I will give it to you 45 years from now.
你可能很希望找到一个很理想的伴侣，跟他结为夫妻。神说好，我帮你找一个最好的。四十五年以后。
And perhaps you want to get married, you want to find your partner in life.And the Lord says, I will promise you the very best, but I will grant that person to you 45 years from now.
怎么可能?
You say, how is that possible?
太辛苦的事情了。
That is too hard to endure.
以前有个笑话，有一个人想跟神讨价还价。
There was a joke, a person wanted to deal with God.
他说神啊，你太伟大了，万有都是你的。
And he says, oh Lord God, you're so magnificent, you're so great, everything belongs to you.
一千万美金对你来说不过像一分钱一样。
$10 million is but like a penny to you.
对不对?
Isn't that true?
然后接着又对神说 那一千年对你来说也不、啊、对不对他先讲一千年哈。他说一千年对你来说不过像一秒钟就是。
He began with saying, oh Lord, 1,000 years is but like a second to you, Lord God.
神点头。
And the Lord said, yes, that's true.
然后他说那你一千万美金对你来说不过像 一分钱对不对
He said, $10 million is but like a penny to you, right, God?、
哦、他以为他一步一步把神引到他的陷阱去了。
And he thought that he would be able to trick God gradually to what he's going to present.
他说那神你能不能借我一分钱给我用
And then so he said, Lord, can you lend me a penny, please?
神说没问题一秒钟以后给你。
And the Lord says, not a problem, I'll give it to you in a second.
你能够等得了神的一秒钟吗
Can you wait for the second and the Lord's time frame?
所以等一下我们要回头看时间这件事太重要了。
And so we will come and look at the component of time and duration.
所以我们在这里讲到时间对同样的试炼来说时间拉长那个它的强度它的难度都跟着增加了。
As we said earlier, the trials that we endure, if it's prolonged, its intensity becomes much more difficult to bear.
那我们看到今天的另外的经文，希伯来书第六章十二节。
We're going to come to another portion of scripture, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12.
他提醒我们总要效法那些凭着信心和忍耐承受应许的人。
As the writer admonishes us to imitate those who through faith and patience inherited the promise.
你在这段的经文，你看到 A 加 B 等于 C。
You can see the equation that A plus B equal to C.
C 是承受应许，应许实现了。
C is to inherit the promise. The promise is actualized.
但是这里却有 A 加 B, 就是信心跟忍耐。
But here there are two components, is faith and endurance.
所以我们说到信心 非常重要，但是神有的时候把时间的因素加进来，需要我们忍耐。
And so faith is important, but patience, the duration of time, the Lord adds it into that equation so that we will endure.
那雅各书第一章二到四节也说，我的弟兄们，你们若在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试验就生忍耐，但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
In James, chapter 1, we see that, our brother tells us, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing.
所以我们看到信心是一件事。
So we see, on the one hand, faith is important.
但是信心在经过试验的时候。
But when faith is being tried,
就是经过时间的考验的时候。
When it's being tested,through the process of time,
他很多当初我们以为的信心或是不单纯的信心这个时候被火炼尽了。
What we thought was faith, those faith that has a lot of impurities is now being purified and refined.
而让我们能够承受应许。
And so that we may inherit the promise.
所以我们现在就来到一个很重要的问题，也是我们常常会问的问题。
And so we cometo this very critical question and the question we often have.
其实这个问题在我刚才的讲论里面已经回答了，但是我们更深的来看它。
I responded actually in everything that I've said prior, but I want to look at it in more detail right now.
就是为什么一定要有这一关。
So why is it? Why is it so crucial that we would have this particular gate?
我相信在试炼中的人都经历过灰心、失望，甚至对神埋怨。
And I think many of us, we've experienced hopelessness, loss of faith, when we are going through trial.
虽然我不希望弟兄姊妹用消极、埋怨的态度来误会了神的用心。
And though I do not want us to misunderstand God from a negative perspective of looking at things.
但是从我个人的经历里面我想跟弟兄姊妹讲说 It's okay. 我说你如果灰心失望埋怨，我说神不会怪你的。
And from my personal experience, I want to tell you, if you are lacking in faith and you're in despair and you are complaining towards God, he understands.
因为我多少次都灰心了，失望了，放弃了，甚至生气了。
Because so many times I've lost hope and I was even at the point of just giving up and I was angry.
但是我们的神都能体恤我们，他始终把我们带出来。
But the Lord our God, He sympathizes with us, and He will bring us out.
但是他的用心实在是用心良苦啊。
But we have to come and see that the Lord our God uses every component of Himself, His heart.
我相信没有一个爸爸妈妈，当你的孩子送到医院去急救急诊的时候，你会不准医生来帮他的。
I don't believe any parent.As you bring your child into urgent care, you would stop the doctors from administering care to your child.
以前我们孩子送到医院里面，他离开我们那种无助的表情，害怕、哭啊、叫啊，但是我们狠心的只好把他交给医生带进去。
I remember the day very vividly when I had to take one of my child to the hospital, and the doctor was taking the child away. He was screaming and yelling, didn't want to be separated from us, but we had to let him go.
所以我们要来回答这个问题，神为什么要容许这些事情发生，而且要这么久？
And so as we come and ponder to try to answer this question, why would the Lord God allow these things to happen?
或是我们
to be prolonged in such a long time?
或是什么是我们正确的态度，可以让我们面对这么长的考验？
And what is what is the correct and the right attitude we ought to have so that we can endure what we are facing?
我们决定不希望白白受苦，或是无奈的在那里忍受。
I pray that none of us, we are just enduring and we are suffering in vain.
所以 有两件事情我们需要来看一下再来回答这个问题。
So the couple of things that we want to look at before we come and tackle this question.
当我们对这两个字比较深入的了解的时候，我相信再回头看这个问题就帮助我们很多。
And when we're more familiar with these two particular words, I think when we look back, then we will understand a little better.
一个是我们对时间该有的认识。
One is our understanding concerning the component of time.
第二个是对信神跟信任神 之间的不同，我们需要有认识。
Secondly, we need to have an understanding of the differences between faith in God versus trusting the Lord.
关于时间，我必须很快的简单讲一下。
And again, very, very quickly, because of the limitation of time, I want to speak on this, the criticality of the component of time.
第一个，神是从永远到永远的神，他不需要时间的，他也不在乎时间的观念的。
Foremost, the Lord God is from everlasting to everlasting. Time does not constrain him.
时间是为着人而预备的。
Time has been prepared for man.
所以在这里 先要有一个观念，就是时间在人的身上对神很重要，但是时间本身在神的心中 是只是为着人的。
As to understand this one key point, the component, the element of time is critical in human lives, and it is important as what God is doing for us, but to him,It is not of significance.
我想数学都知道，从无限大到有到负无限大到正无限大，你中间任何的一段都算不了什么的。
And so, from a mathematical perspective, from infinity to infinity, any point along this line is insignificant in comparison to infinity.
不管一万年、一百万年、一亿年，对神来说都是像已过的昨日。
It doesn't matter how long, how far past. It's just like the scripture says, it's like a day in the sight of the Lord.
第二个，时间不仅仅过得很快，而且一去就不回来的。
Secondly, time not only does it pass us by very quickly, once it goes, it does not return.
所以时间非常有限，而且非常的宝贵。
So time is very confined, but it's also very precious.
中国有一句话，一寸光阴一寸金，寸金难买寸光阴，这从小学就会背的。
There's a famous saying in Chinese that says, you know, an inch of time is more precious than inch of gold, and you need、
Amen.
To treasure it.
我自己因为进出医院很多次，我认识不到十活不过十岁的小孩子就好几个。
I've entered into the hospital numerous times in my lifetime, and I've come to more than a dozen kids who hasn't lived past 10 years of age.
早上医生看完他们以后，他们都喜欢跑到我的床边，跳到我的床上听我讲故事。
And I can recount those moments where the doctors visit them in the morning, and afterwards, after those visits, they would jump onto my bed and listen to me telling them stories.
好几个五六岁、七八岁就走掉了。
They're 5, 6 years old, 7, 8 years old, and they passed.
每一个人的时间都是很有限的。
And every one of those individuals, their time was so limited.
而且过得很快，一去不回头的。
We see it in our own lives. Our time is moving very, very rapidly, and they do not come back.
第三件事情。
Thirdly,
所有的机会在时间里面。
All of our opportunities are packaged in time.
时间过去了，机会也就过去了。
When the time passes, opportunity passes as well.
有一些机会你会再有。
Some opportunities, they will return, they will come back.
只要那家餐馆不关，你还有机会再去吃。
As long as that particular restaurant hasn't closed, you have an opportunity to try their food.
只要我还有健康，我可以再找下一个工作。
As long as I still have my health, I can continue to look for another job.
但是很多的机会是过去的，再也不回来。
But a lot of opportunities, once they pass, they will not come back.
所以时间短，时间过得很快，时间有限，这是指的外面，从外面看。
So time is very limited, it goes very, very fast, and it does not come back. These are only components of time, a characteristic of time from the outward looking at it.
从深处看。
But from in depth of the component of time,
所有的机会都在时间里面。
Every single chance, every single opportunity is packaged in time.
时间过去了，机会就过去了。
And so as the time passes, our opportunities has passed.
所以这是第三件事情我们要看到的，就是我们今天居然能够在有限的时间里能够跟无限跟永恒发生关系。
And so the insight that we ought to have that in the element in the confine of a limited time space we can have something to do with eternity to come.
我没有时间去细说了哈，我以前讲过，居然在时间里让我信的耶稣得到了永远的生命。
That in time, I can come to acknowledge and believe in Jesus Christ, and I would have an everlasting life.
让我在这么有限的人生里，我居然认识了永生神。
That in such a limited lifespan, my life, I can come to know the God eternal.
第三件事情，因着认识了神，因着得到了永远的生命。
And thirdly, because I've come to know God, I've come to have this eternal life.
让我最平凡的生活 都可以产生永恒的意义和价值。
That the most ordinary in my every single day life that has a very significant value.
是将来天地都废掉了，我这些的经历里面所带出来的永恒，它是存到永远的。
And when heaven and earth is undone and is no more, the essence of what I've acquired in the compound of time, they will last forever.
所以保罗劝我们连吃跟喝都可以为着荣耀神而行。
And that's why Paul says that no matter what you eat, no matter what you do, you can do it for the glory of God.
最小最平凡的事跟基督发生关系，它都是大事，都是有永恒的价值。
If the smallest things in our life if has something to do with Christ, then it has something to do with eternity. It's a great thing, a great matter.
所以我们千万不要小看时间，真的千万不要小看时间。
So brothers and sisters, do not despise, do not look lightly upon the component of time.
第四件事情。
Fourthly,
仇敌比我们更知道时间的价值。
And the enemy knows far more the worth of time than we do. The value of time.
因为他的时间也有限。
Because he knows his time is limited.
启示录二十一章告诉我们，有一天他要被丢到无底坑，而且有一天要被丢到硫磺火湖去。
Revelation chapter 21 tells us that the enemy knows that one day he's to be cast into the lake of fire.
他充分利用他所剩下的时间，全力的要来破坏人对时间正确的观念和珍惜。
And with all of his might, with all of his efforts, he wants to come and undo our understanding.And how we treasure time.
所以有时候我们浪费时间好像不在乎一样。
So a lot of time when we waste time, we don't care.
商人说时间就是金钱。
And the businessman says time is money.
对我们来说，时间就是跟永恒发生关系，时间就是生命。
But I want to say to you, time has something to do with eternity. Time is life.
所以先知约珥说求神帮助他们赎回那被蝗虫马蚱吞吃的日子。
So the prophet Joel said that they may redeem the time that has been lost, that has been consumed by the locusts.
以弗所书第五章说到爱惜光阴有两种翻译，一个就是赎回光阴。
Ephesians chapter 5 tells us that as we treasure time, another way to describe is to redeem the time.
另外一个翻译就是充分的利用每一个时间。
And another translation is make full use of every opportunity.
或者 make the most of every opportunity.
And again, make the most of every opportunity.
所以弟兄姊妹，前面弟兄也告诉我们怎么样子来赎回我们光阴，这是第五件事情啊，就是我们要去把它时间要把它赎回来。
And fifthly, how do we practically redeem the time?
我们浪费了。
We wasted it.
但是我们现在要把它给赎回来。
But now we got to redeem it.
那时间过去了就不回来了，我们已经说过了。
Time passes and doesn't come back. We said that before.
那怎么赎回来呢？
So how do we redeem the time?
彼得后书第三章告诉我们，主看一日如千年，千年如一日。
Second Peter chapter 3, it tells us that for the Lord, 1,000 years is one day, one day is 1,000 years.
换句话说，从今天开始。
In other words, starting from today.
我们好好利用我们的每一天。
We treasure and we use wisely every single one of our days.
利用我们每一个机会。
We use wisely every single chance, every single opportunity that comes our way.
弟兄姊妹，我们前几个礼拜已经讲过的 pandemic， 这一次的疫情是人类历史上难得的一次。
And we said before a few weeks ago that what we are enduring as a world, the pandemic that we are going through, it is a rare, rare opportunity for the world.
我们决定不能够让它随便过去了。
And I want to say, please do not casually allow this to pass.
真的不需要别人来提醒我们，我们自己都应该提醒我们，等到疫情过去的时候，我不可以完全没有改变的。
And we cannot just wait for someone to remind us. We got to remind ourselves that at the passing of this pandemic, I pray that none of us would be unchanged.
我们一定要被改变。
We must be changed.
我们的生命要被改变，我们跟神的关系要被改变。
Our lives must be changed. Our relationship with God must be changed.
我们人生的态度，我们的 lifestyle, 我们的 life priority, 每一件事情都应该改变。
Our attitude towards God, our lifestyle, our priorities, every single one of these components got to be changed.
我们对父母、对夫妻之间、对孩子、对弟兄姊妹之间人际关系都要被主来改变。
Our attitude, our response to our children, to our spouse, to one another, every component of our relationship, they need to be changed.
所以不要无奈地等候这个疫情过去。
And do not just wait helplessly for this to pass.
抓住机会。
But lay hold of this opportunity.
第二个，我们需要对信任有一个正确的认识。
Secondly, we need to have a right attitude concerning trust.
我相信我们很多人问相不相信有神，都相信有神。
And when we ask the question to brothers and sisters, do you believe that there is God? We always say, yes, I believe.
然后我们相不相信神 ？Believe in God， 我们也都会说我们相信。
Or do you when we said do we believe in Him? Do we have faith in Him? We say yes, we do.
但是当时间这个因素进来的时候
，But when the component of duration or time comes in，
当试炼进来的时候
，When trials come，
很多的时候我们就怀疑神了。
And many times when we begin to doubt，
我们就对我们所信的动摇了。
We began to be shaken concerning what we put our faith in.
我们甚至怀疑了我们所信的是不是真的，还是心理作用。
And to the extent that we even doubt what we believe in, or is it just me aimlessly anchoring on something that's not real?
弟兄姊妹，主都可以了解的。
The Lord sympathizes. The Lord understands.
但是他要帮助我们成熟。
But He is helping us to mature.
我们决定不希望孩子跟我们中间的关系只是建立在我们对他的好处，给他 video game， 给他吃的，给他玩具。
We certainly know as parents that we do not want our relationship to only be built upon our goodness, our favor, the things that we lavish upon them.
我们希望在爱里面他信任我们。
But in love, our children would trust us.
你看这个，今天我没有时间去念这个经文哈，诗篇七十八篇，大家如果有空回去读的话。
Psalm 78, if you have a chance, I'll read it when you get home.
神的百姓在旷野里面没有水喝。
The people of God in the wilderness, they did not have water to drink.
神让磐石涌出水来。
The Lord allowed the rock to give forth water.
解他们的干渴。
And this rock quenched their thirst.
他们碰到仇敌追的时候，神让红海分开来，让他们过了。
When the enemy was pursuing them, the Red Sea parted. They were able to pass.
当你读到诗篇七十八篇十八节里边讲到，神从前让我们从海里经过。让水像江河一样满足我们。
So they said the Lord allowed them to walk through the sea and
他让磐石变成活水一样。
And he allowed the rock to give forth a river unto us.
就底下他们居然接着问，他说：“难道他还能够赐我们粮食吗？他还能够为他的百姓预备肉吗
？”And then they began to ask, "Can God prepare a table in the wilderness?" Can he prepare food or sustenance for us with their fancy?
从前他们碰到红海的时候，以为死定了。
When they were coming to the Red Sea and they couldn't pass, and they thought we were doomed.
神带他们经过了，他们充满了感恩。
And so the Lord led them to pass the sea, and they were great with great thankfulness.
赞美这个伟大的神。
And so they praised this awesome God.
等到没有几天，口渴了，没水喝了。开始埋怨神了。
In a few days, they began to feel the thirst, and they began to complain toward God again.
神让磐石出了活水，他们吓呆了。有这样子的事，他们感谢神。
And in the wilderness, God allowed river water to flow out of a rock, and they were stunned, and they thanked God.
结果走着走着，现在不是他们碰到难处，而是他们的欲望。
But now, as they continue to journey in the wilderness, they come to the place not of difficulty, but facing what they want.
他觉得这样日子太平淡了，没有肉吃。
And they said the days are too ordinary. We have no fancies. We don't have meat to eat.
他说他能够开河，他能够让我们过河。他现在能不能为我们降下食物，降下肉来
？And they began to say, "Oh, he was able to lead us through the sea. He was able to give us water from the rock. But can he give us food now?"
弟兄姊妹。不要先去怪他们，这种经历在我们身上常有的。
And brothers and sisters, before we condemn and judge them, these conditions happen to us often.
在难处中或者难处经过了，我们感谢神。
In the time of trials, as we go through difficulties, the Lord pulled us through it. We are thankful of who He is.
等到再碰到难处的时候，我们就很容易怀疑神。
And then we come to another difficulty, then we all of a sudden fall into complaints.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就是为什么有的时候神必须容许时间拉长。
And this is the reason why sometimes the Lord will allow prolonging a particular trial.
因为他不希望我们和他中间的关系是建立在外在的祝福、外面祷告得答应而已。
He did not want to establish our relationship with Him simply based on His blessings and our prayers being answered.
他希望得到我们对他的信任。
He wants our trust for him.
一个单纯的信任。
A simple, genuine trust.
他希望得到我们跟他中间的那个爱的关系。
He wants to cultivate a love relationship between us and him.
是我们在爱的里面，我们不会怀疑他的。
That in love, we will not question or doubt him.
那么我们怎么样子 来建立这样子的信任呢？
How do we cultivate such a trust?
我们怎么样子从不光相信有神，能够跳到有一个跨越一样进到信任神。
How are we able to leap past this from the state of believing in God to trusting God?
在这里当然我们一方面我们相信神的所事。
On the one hand, we come to believe who he is.
我们相信他爱我们。
We believe that he loves us.
我们相信他的信实。
We believe in his faithfulness.
我们相信他没有降灾的意念。
We believe that he does not have the desire to send forth calamities.
这就是在一个单纯的信心里面对我们所信的神的一个信任。
And this is the simplicity of faith.In believing in him and trusting in him.
弟兄姊妹，这都是借着经历神来建立的。
And brothers and sisters, these things can only be established through experiences.
我们相信有医生跟我信任这个医生，这是两件事情。
When we believe that there are doctors versus I trust this doctor is vastly different.
我知道有老板，我也相信有个老板，但是跟我信任我的老板，甚至信任国家的领袖，这是两件事情。
I know there's a boss. I believe I have a boss. But for me to trust my boss or even trust a governmental leadership, that's two different things.
所以我们必须要在这里从最简单的里面知道我所信的神到底是谁。
And we need to come from the most simple things in our lives to come to know whom exactly we have believed in.
第二个，我们要信任他所说的。
And secondly, we need to trust or believe what he has said.
环境可能跟他所应许的是相反的。
Our circumstances may be vastly different from what he has promised.
信任叫我们说神怎么说，我就相信事情怎么成就。
Trusting God allows us to say, whatever he said, I believe will happen.
所以耶利米书二十九章这一段的圣经在疫情来临以前，它就是全世界基督徒最常引用的经文中间的 top five.
Jeremiah chapter 29, these verses I'm about to read are the top five scriptures that has been used during this time of pandemic.
他在耶和华说：“我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，为了叫你们末后有指望。”你们要呼求我，祷告我，我就应允你们。你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。
The word of the Lord says, For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart.
所以真知道自己所信的是谁。
And we truly know whom we have believed in.
而且相信他所说的。
And to believe what he has said.
这个叫做单纯的信心。
And this is called a simple faith.
这个叫做真实纯净的爱，这是主所希望得到的。
And this is a pure and a genuine love towards him. This is what God desires.
所以上个礼拜路加牧师说到他的外婆这六十年来，守寡这六十年来，常常的一句话就是耶稣同在就是天堂。
Pastor Luke, as he was sharing last week, that he was speaking of his grandmother, as she's been widowed for more than 60 years, and she says, her trust in the Lord is like being in heaven.
那我们现在很快的来看我们今天主题经文，有了前面以后，后面容易多了。
So after having presented what we've just talked about and said, now we can now address the issue at hand that we want to.
我们一起来读今天的这一段经文。耶和华如此说：依靠人血肉的膀臂，心中离弃耶和华的那人有祸了，因为他必像沙漠的杜松，不见福乐来到。另外一个英文的翻译就是说，当福乐来的时候，他也看不到。He shall not see it when good comes， 却要住在旷野干旱之处，无人居住的碱地。依靠耶和华，以耶和华为可靠的那人有福了。他必像树栽于水旁，在河边扎根，炎热来到并不惧怕，叶子仍必青翠，在干旱之年毫无挂虑，而且结果不止。
The key verses for the message today comes out of Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5 through 8. Thus says the Lord, curses the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. For he shall be like a shrub in the desert and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in the salt land which is not inhabited. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river and will not fear when heat comes. But its leaf will be green and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit.
Okay, 我们看到耶利米用炎热和干旱之年来表达试炼。
And Jeremiah uses the years of drought to describe the times of trial.
那另外他用树跟水的关系来表达我们对神的信靠。
And he uses the relationship of a tree planted by the waters to illustrate our trust and our faith in the Lord.
我想我们很快的看几个简单的picture 哈，这个童工准备的。
And I want to present a few pictures for all of you to see.
这像沙漠的杜松，就是在沙漠旷野里面那种矮树丛。
These are shrubs or small bushes in the wilderness.
或是这个下一张啊。无人居住的中文写碱地，英文都用 salt， 这盐的地方，充满盐的地方。
These are the salt lands where people do not dwell。
所以同样的环境，我们来看这个。
And let's look at this particular ecosystem。
这个树栽在河水旁，在河边扎根。
And the trees planted by this river, by the stream, that they begin to take root。
所以耶利米用炎热跟干旱之年来描述我们所碰到的试炼。
Again, Jeremiah uses drought, the days of drought, to describe the times of trial that we face.
用树跟水的关系来表达我们跟神之间的信靠。
And he uses the illustration of trees planted by the waters to describe our trust for him.
所以炎热是说到季节性的。春夏秋冬。
And when we talk about this drought is seasonal.
像我们在加州偶尔会到90多度、100度，那但是都是暂时的。
In California, a few days we're going to hit the 90s or maybe triple digits, but it's very, very temporal.
所以难处有些是短暂的。
And so difficulties when they come, sometimes are very temporal.
所以夏天加州会有野火 wildfire, 但是冬天不会有。
So summer times we will have wildfires in California, but the winter times we do not.
所以炎热讲到短期的考验，干旱之年说到长期的考验。
The heat speaks of a short portion of duration of the trial, but these droughts talks about a prolonged period of trial.
当我们扎根在河边的时候。
But when we take root like a tree planted by a river.
不要说炎热来到我们不害怕，叶子仍旧青翠，满了生命的迹象。
Not only when heat comes, we will not fear, but our leaves will continue to be green.
那就连干旱之年。
But even in the years of drought,
它也毫无挂虑，而且结果不止。
And we will not be anxious, and we will continue to be yielding fruit.
刚才有一张图一下子过去了。听说从前在白金汉宫英国经过大旱灾的时候，有一棵树仍然茂密的不得了。
There was a story that was said that in a palace in England that as they were going through many, many years of drought, there was one particular tree that was still staying green.
它比别的树都更茂盛，因为它不仅扎根在河边，它的底下的根是不是它的根是一直通到泰晤士河。
And it says that this particular tree by the Buckingham Palace, not only was it planted by the river, but the roots extended all the way to the river Time.
弟兄姊妹，我们的人生里面短难处、长难处都会碰到的。
And brothers and sisters, in our life, we will come through trials that are short and that are prolonged.
有些一下就过去了。
Some they will pass very quickly.
偶尔失业，但是又找到工作。
And perhaps we'll lose our jobs and very quickly we find another one.
偶尔生病解决了。
Sometimes we will fall ill, but we'll be healthy again.
但是又有很多是长期的难处。
But sometimes we'll go prolonged trials.
像有人忧郁症一下子好几年。
People who are living in a, um,
Depression,
and it'd be, for many, many years.
他不光自己辛苦，全家都很辛苦。
Not only do they suffer themselves, but their entire family go through it with them.
有人长了癌症，忍受了好几年。
Some people who have cancer and they go through that process for many, many years.
因为我的时间到了，我想后面的两节经文我能念的就好了。
And because of the process, because of the limitation of time, I'm going to conclude in these last two verses.
雅各书第五章七到八节。
James chapter 5, verse 7 and 8.
弟兄们，你们要忍耐，直到主来。看哪，农夫忍耐地里宝贵的出产，直到得了秋雨春雨。你们也当忍耐，坚固你们的心，因为主来的日子近了。
Therefore be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and the latter rain. You also be patient.Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand.
在这里告诉我们在难处中的一个正确的态度，不是无可奈何白白的忍受。
And here it tells us the right attitude as we're going through trials, that we are not just helplessly enduring what we are facing.
乃是带着积极的态度，有目的的在这里接受这样子的拖延。
But purposefully waiting patiently for these, and endure.
因为地里有宝贵的 出产、
because there are precious fruits that's going to be yield out of this.
这个叫做积极的苦难。
And this is what is said to be going through trial in a very positive attitude.
所以我们扎根在河边的时候，不仅仅恩典够用，一直有水来供应我们。
Not only when we are planted by the river, there's sufficient grace that will sustain us, allow us to progress.
而且让我们能够得胜有余。
But we can overcome.
就连在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的盼望神的荣耀。
That even in times of trials, we will rejoice waiting upon the Lord.
第二个，我们请读诗篇九十篇十二到十五，我就简单念过去了哈。求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。耶和华，你要等到几时呢？又是一次哈 ，Oh Lord, how long? 求你转回，为你的仆人后悔。英文是说 Have compassion on your servants. 求你怜悯，求你同情你的仆人们。求你使我早早保得你的慈爱，好叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。求你照着使我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的年岁，叫我们喜乐。
So teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? And have compassion on your servants.Satisfy us early with your mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days.
所以希望我们不光只是在外面算我们还有多少天哈。
And not only are we counting externally how many more days has gone by.
照摩西说的强壮八十年的话也不过两万多天不到三万天。
Moses has said that for those who are strong, they lived in the 70 or 80s, there is no more than maybe 20,000 days.
所以外面我们要回去算自己日子有限。
So outwardly, yes, we need to count that our days are limited.
那是只是量的算。
That's just in terms of quantity.
我们也要值的上面也来算，就是每天把自己放在天平上。
And we also need a number or count vertically, place ourselves upon a scale every single day.
看看我们有没有浪费了我们的时间。
Upon a balance to wait and test and try whether our time has been wasted.
有没有浪费了神给我们的机会。
Have we wasted the opportunities that God has given us?
所以不再只是问说 are we there yet?
And so we will no longer continue to ask the question, are we there yet?
求神帮助我们用一个正确的态度来面对这个拖长的疫情。
But the Lord will help us with the right attitude that we will face this prolonged pandemic.
所以有人说 attitude is everything.
And again,
态度决定了一切。
We hear the words attitude is everything. It determines everything.
而且态度决定了我们的高度和深度。
And attitude determines our elevation and our depth.
我们用一个信心一个正确的态度来面对这个疫情，相信我们都不会浪费它。
With the appropriate faith and the appropriate trust, as we go through this pandemic, I pray that this season will not be wasted.
患难生老练，老练，或患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练也不至于羞愧。
Trial produces patience, and patience will enable us not to be ashamed.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
虽然这个难处让很多人都很辛苦。
Lord, we know that this trial is difficult for many.
是你使我们与世人不一样。
But you are enabling us to be different from the rest of the world.
主啊，你不仅仅亲自陪伴着我们经过。
Lord, not only are you with us as we go through these trials.
你不仅仅应许我们，你从来没有降灾的意念。
And you promise us that there is never a thought of evil towards us.
更是在积极的里面，你为我们预备了最好的结局。
But very actively and positively, you are preparing a good end for us.
在你的时候，照你的方法，你要让一切的事都变得美好。
Oh, Lord, according to your time and your way, you make all things beautiful.
Amen. 主啊，我们就把众人都交在你的手中。
So, Lord, we commit everyone into your hands.
加添我们的力量。
Oh, Lord, increase our strength.
加添我们里面的信心。
Increase our faith.
更是加深我们对你的信任。
Oh Lord, but we pray that you would deepen our trust for you.
好让每一个时间都是我们恩上加恩、力上加力、荣上加荣的机会。
That every component of time in our lives is an opportunity where we can experience more of your grace, more of your strength.
谢谢你。
We thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.